River Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
All right, welcome back to it. Glad to have you here. By the way, I don't know if Newt Gingrich has been following me here on the program. As I mentioned yesterday here on the show, that Donald Trump has accomplished more than the last three presidents combined. He could go on vacation for the rest of his first term, I mentioned. Newt Gingrich came out with a column yesterday saying Trump has accomplished more than Clinton, Bush, and Obama combined. This is just the beginning. Thank you for listening, Mr. Speaker. Really appreciate you supporting me here on the program. Yeah. All right. So, in South Carolina yesterday, the former governor, member of Congress, Mark Sanford, you remember him? He had the affair, the mistress in Argentina, I believe it was. So it was run out of the state house and was reelected to Congress, Mark Sanford was. But then he became basically a Trump critic, a never Trump type attitude all the time. Picking fights with the president on a regular basis. Well, he got shellacked last night in a shocker by a political neophyte, an upstart. Katie Arrington, a state rep with almost no experience, came and took out the former governor, took out the never Trumper, gone in the primary. Arrington's shock win, also a dramatic rebuke of Sanford's heated style of never Trumpism. And it signaled the president's base in the state of South Carolina quite solid. Take note of the Katie Arrington race, because it's a bellwether of what's coming. But trust me on this. It's a bellwether of what's coming. Also in Virginia, the Senate race there, pro-Trump firebrand Corey Stewart wins the primary. And also a strong Trump supporter wins the Nevada election for the primary to become the candidate for governor. Laxalt there. But Corey Stewart, a top pro-Trump firebrand, former state campaign chair for Trump's presidential bid, won the Republican state Senate nomination, will take on incumbent Senator Tim Kaine. Yowza. Come on, Timmy, come on down. Let's talk about you. Stewart says he plans a campaign in a Trump-like way that appeals to blue-collar voters across the political spectrum. He's also pledged to run a ruthless and vicious campaign against Tim Kaine. Good. We're going to have a lot of fun between now and November, folks. Stewart told that to a raucous crowd that was chanting, "Lock her up." Kaine, of course, was Hillary Clinton's running mate in 2016, would now be the vice president if not for the common sense of the American voter. So that is another bellwether, another telling little bit of information. Here's something else for you. I tried to get it all in so you can understand the lay of the land, right? The lay of the land. Oh, by the way, here's one that is important. Speaking of more Republican strength, then I'll get to this next little note. But in Florida, the governor there, Rick Scott, is running for the United States Senate against the incumbent senator, Bill Nelson. Bill Nelson's been there for three or four terms. I'm not quite sure. He's been there for a long time. His facelift and his surgery has been miserable disasters. That's just an aside. He just looks awful. But the real point is that Governor Scott is running an aggressive campaign. Governor Scott, very popular in Florida right now. Approval ratings in the mid to high 50s. And Democrats are very concerned now that they're going to lose a Senate seat in Florida. Yes, you are. It's going to be Senator Rubio and Senator Scott. And that's going to be a bonus pickup for the Republicans. It just goes to show you the strength of, and Rick Scott has worked closely with Donald Trump. Rick Scott has worked closely with the president following the hurricane season of 2017. And now running very strong against Bill Nelson, excuse me. Democrats very worried that Nelson's getting out-muscled and outspent very early on by the governor. He's held that seat since 2000. He'll be looking for his fourth term and heading into the toughest political campaign of his life. By the way, Rick Scott, a guy who had been counted out many times against Bill Crist and others. Well, he just can't win. Yes, Rick Scott can win, and he will win. Now, back to the back to the fatigue that people are feeling about all of this anti-Trump sentiment that has spread all over the New York Times and Washington Post and elsewhere, let me give you a lay of the land from cable news. Fox News owns all five of the top shows. All five. And at the top, the Hannity program, who Sean Hannity spends his time railing against Bob Mueller and railing against the Russia investigation that's gone nowhere and produced no evidence of, well, much of anything, except for inappropriate behavior by members of the FBI and the Department of Justice and elsewhere. But other than that, it's produced no fruit. His show is so popular, you could double up the next two shows from MSNBC and CNN, and he'd still have more viewers at almost 6 million. Anyhow, it's Hannity, then Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, Bret Baier, and the five of the top five programs, the five round out the five. Then comes MSNBC special, Cuomo on CNN, Tonight on CNN, Anderson Cooper on CNN, and then finally MSNBC Hardball. Chris Matthews rounding out the top 10. But Fox News, it's not even close. You know, Fox News with 6 million, 4.5, 4.2, almost 3 million. The first show to show up for any other news network, MSNBC, 2.3 million. And the point that I'm getting at here is the endless barrage against Donald Trump and the endless barrage of negative comments about this president, about this presidency, about the summit with Chairman Kim, about anything. People are sick of it. People are with this president right now. His approval ratings are clicking up steadily, slowly but steadily. And I will say again that the midterms are going to be far more kind to Donald Trump and the Republicans than was once forecast by these pundits who seem to get everything wrong. Now, things can, of course, change. Big political events can occur, but at this point, the president continues on, well, towards a second term and toward a big midterm success for the Republicans. Bank on it. 25 after it's the Steve Gruber Show.